Hallelujah. Well, good evening, brothers and sisters, young people, middle schoolers. Maybe I should introduce myself. I think as the brothers were coming up this weekend, we'll do our best to introduce ourselves so that you could get to know us. And we hope that over the course of the next couple days, we could also get to know you. Because there's quite a few faces here that I personally have not met, recognized. And so we're just so excited that you all could be here. So my name is Shepherd. I am from Piscataway, New Jersey. Piscataway, it's a funny name. It's a name of an Indian tribe. And it's in the middle of New Jersey. And I'm there with my family. Actually, they're all here this weekend. And so we really, really look forward to just spending the next couple of days with you all. So tonight, we just want to have an orientation. I'm not going to give a message or anything, but maybe we could just see, show the hands. How many of you, this is your first time at Camp Pennywell or KPCC? Okay, raise your hand high. Okay, maybe a third. All right, you can put your hands down. Okay, I have another question. How many for you, maybe this is for the middle schoolers only, this is your first young people's in-person conference or gathering? How many of you? Well, I think that's a good number. That's a good number. Maybe the majority, right? Okay. Put your hand down. Okay, now let's see who's here. Okay, if you are from Massachusetts, how about you stand up? Massachusetts. All right, Massachusetts. Okay. All right, thank you. Wonderful. Okay, how about Connecticut? Do we have Connecticut and Rhode Island? All right. Amen. Any from Rhode Island? It's a small state, we know. Oh, kind of. Yeah, Mariah. Yeah. Okay. How about New York? New York. New Yorkers. New York City, upstate. Okay. How about if you're from Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania.
Okay, Philadelphia. All right, wonderful. Okay, New Jersey, the Garden State. Okay, wonderful. Any from Delaware? Delaware. No! Okay, Delaware, Pennsylvania. Okay, did we get everybody? Any other out of state? Okay, so this is the Northeast 2022 Middle School Conference. Wow. You know, this is the first time we're doing it this way. Middle schoolers, you realize this. Maybe you talk to the older young people. Oh, blessed are you. You get this whole camp to yourself. You don't have to compete with the high schoolers over the basketball field, over the soccer field. It's all yours. Isn't that awesome? Okay, I hope you really enjoy this weekend. I really hope so. Well, like I mentioned tonight, we just like to give you a short introduction to the topic, and then I'll move on to some practical announcements for especially for a lot of you that this is your first time here. Just so that you could orient yourself, right? And then tomorrow, by the time I think afternoon, you probably own the place, right? You know where everything is. But for tonight, maybe we could start with this way. Did you all get a packet? So how many of you do not have a packet? So this is very important. Okay, if you don't have a packet, one of the ushers will give it to you. Okay, everybody, okay, there's one over there. Okay, packet is important. Okay, do you all have a name badge? You all have one, right? Yeah. Raise it up. Okay, this is important too. Don't lose it, right? If you put it down, make sure you remember to retrieve it because especially for this weekend, this is helpful because it has your name. That's kind of obvious, right? Name badge. But and like I said, I don't know a lot of you, right? So your name, brother. Joseph. Nice to meet you, Joseph. Nice to meet you. And what is your name? Sean, Joseph and Sean from Wilmington. Nice to meet you, Sean. I know him. He's Josh. And then David, I know. Over the course of the weekend, let's keep our badges on so that we can really get to know one another, right? We could get to know one another's names and where we're from, okay? So this is important. Don't lose it. It also tells you where you're staying, and so this is also very important. And then this packet, I think we're supposed to give out a sticker, a label, but maybe for now, how about you just open it and just write your name in it, okay? Because believe it or not, somebody's going to lose this tonight, and we're going to find some extra ones, and we'll bring it to registration. So if you lose it, we'll give it back to you. Okay, so how about right now? Yeah, you could open it, maybe on the bottom. Oh, you don't need to talk. You don't need to talk, unless you're trying to borrow a pen. Oh, writing utensil, actually, also very important. Yeah, maybe if you're borrowing one, tonight, ask whoever you borrowed it from if you could borrow it for the entire weekend, okay? Because we're going to be writing notes. I'll show you real soon. There are places where you could write your notes. Okay, so put your name down. Okay, you all could do that. Okay, very good. Okay, are we done? So you all have your packet. Your name badge is on you, right? A writing utensil. How about a Bible? Did you all bring? Oh, let me see. Let me see your Bible. You can raise it up. Did you all bring one? This is also important. And we recommended a paper. We like paper. Yeah, paper Bible. Okay? Awesome. Wonderful. If for whatever reason you forgot it at home, it's okay. Shh. Maybe for now, just sit next to somebody. We're going to be looking at a few verses tonight, okay? And so this is important. And you also have verses, and maybe the brothers will refer to the outline, but we want both. We want the packet and also a Bible, okay? All right. Okay, so let's begin. Okay, how about we do this? The packet, all right? This is the main subject for this weekend. How about let's read it and declare it together? What does it say? The kindness of God. Okay, brothers.
The kindness
of God. Sisters.
The kindness of God.
All together.
The kindness of God.
Oh, I hope over this next few days you will appreciate, you will love, you will enjoy the kindness of God. The kindness of God. I have to really contain myself because, like I told you, I'm not giving a message tonight, but this is a wonderful topic that is found in the Bible, the kindness of God. Did you know that the God that you believed into is kind, is full of kindness, full of feeling? Oh, actually, I should say also maybe mention this. Maybe some of us, you're here this weekend, and you don't know God yet, right? You haven't received God into you. That's okay. Don't worry. We're going to be speaking a lot about this God. And hopefully, even over the course of this weekend, maybe there will be something within you, right? There's this stirring up, right, that you would want to receive, right, Larry? Like you and I, we receive this wonderful God as our Savior into us, into our hearts. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, so if you're here and you don't know God that well, that's okay. That's okay. We will really get to see God's heart and the kindness of God. So let's do this. So this matter, the kindness of God, we'll see from both the Old Testament and the New Testament. Right? You know, the Bible has the Old and the New. And so actually tomorrow morning, our brother Ricky will share, right, a story from 2 Kings, right? 2 Samuel, about David, King David, showing kindness to a person called Mephibosheth. How about you say that with me? Mephibosheth. That's not easy, right? Say that 5 times fast. No. Some of you can do it. Okay, yeah. It's a very interesting name in the Old Testament, Mephibosheth, right? And so David, actually, King David, there's a story there in chapter 9 where he really demonstrates his kindness, okay? So I won't get into that. And so we'll talk about the kindness of God as seen in the Old Testament, but also we'll see the kindness of God as revealed in the New Testament. And so tonight, actually, I just want to read this main verse, you could say, this verse that will really take us through the entire weekend. I believe all the brothers might reference it. And this is in Titus 3, 4. We'll just read 4 and 5. Let's look at Titus 3, 4 and 5 together, okay? And actually, this is also on our outline, so maybe if you could find it. Let's see, if you don't have page 2? Yes. How about let's just read verse 4, okay, for the sake of time. So we're on page 2, Titus 3, 4. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3, go. Amen. How about one more time, a little stronger? When the kindness okay, so you see, right, this word, kindness, right? Kindness. When this kindness and the love to man, actually these two things are related, the kindness and the love to man of our Savior God appeared, right? And so here, right, we see the kindness of God. But the word that I want to emphasize tonight is actually the last word, appeared, right? So this matter, the kindness of God. We're not here to just give you some sort of mental understanding, to just talk about the kindness of God. Actually, we hope over the course of the next few days that the kindness of God would appear to each and every single one of you. How about that? We want the kindness of God to appear to Isaac, right? I met Isaac before. And then to kindness of God to appear to Christopher. Christopher, nice to meet you, Christopher. Christoph, oh, sorry, Christoph. I won't make that mistake again. And Eldon, I know Eldon, right? The kindness of God to appear to you again, right? So I hope even within your heart, you could start to pray, Lord, appear to me as the kindness of God. How about that? How about that right now? You just pray this prayer. Lord, appear to me this weekend as the kindness of God. You know, this matter of appearing is not something physical. We're not describing something physical, but there's something inward, right? Even though it's inward, maybe it's not physical, but it's very, very subjective, meaning that it's very, very real, right? And so you could sense it. You could realize it, right? Even though you might not be able to physically see it. I like to read to you another verse, and just hear me as I read it. And this is in Ephesians 1:18, okay? And so this verse says, the eyes of your heart haven't been enlightened. The eyes of your heart haven't been enlightened. To have something appear, you need to see, right? You need to see. Did you know that you can see with your heart? Because that's what this verse says. This verse says the eyes of your heart. Did you know you have a heart? Not the physical heart. Not the physical heart. But there's an inward part of your being that is called a heart. And there are eyes. Right, there are eyes there. So the eyes of your heart, what does it do? It sees, right? It sees, right? So for us to have the kindness of God appear to us, we need to see, right? We need to have our eyes open, right? We need to have our eyes to be enlightened, right? And so how can we do that? Okay. I wanted to go over Again, just a few more verses, and then I'll finish. The first one, and this is in, maybe we could turn to it together. This is 2 Corinthians 3, 16, okay? How about let's turn to your Bible, 2 Corinthians 3, 16. So I'll first write the first reference, Ephesians 1, 18. And this talks about the eyes of our heart. And this is so that we can see, right? This is so that we can see. And then the first reference here is 2 Corinthians. Okay, whoever has it, you could read it. Amen. And then I'll read verse 18 as well. Okay, that's it. Okay, so you see in those two verses, right? Let's start with 18. Unveiled face, right? If you have an unveiled face, then you could behold, right, and reflect the glory of the Lord. Behold, meaning to see, right? But to be able to see, you need to have an unveiled face, right? And how do we have an unveiled face? What does verse 16 say? Whenever their heart turns to the Lord, right? So, young people, this is a good prayer to pray. You know, you could write this down, or you could just pray with me. Lord, I turn my heart to you. How about let's pray that together right now? Lord, I turn my heart to you. Lord, I turn my heart to you this whole weekend. See, when we pray these kind of prayers, God, who is listening, you know what happens? He answers these prayers, right? And actually, when we pray these prayers, something happens within us, right? The veil that was lying on our heart actually gets taken away, and then we get to see something. Okay, I'm going to do a quick demonstration. Christoph, can you help me? Is that okay, brother? Okay, you can put your Bible down. Just stand right here. Okay. See, so this is what happens, okay? So Christoph, right, he loves God, right? But he's like all of us. Sometimes maybe our heart is turned away, right? So maybe you'll face this way. Okay, and then Sam, you could come here. So Sam is going to be God, right? He's going to represent God. He's over here, and okay. And so you can't see it, but Sam is smiling within his mask. Because he loves Christoph, right? He just wants to be with him. He wants to reveal all that he is, all that he has to Christoph, right? But sometimes what happens is there's a veil. There's a veil here, right? There's a veil. And so you can't see. You can't see God's shining face, right? And then, you know, sometimes, actually, if you really know God's heart, you realize, actually, he has... not only who he is, but what he has done and what he wants to give to us, right? And so God, oh, he's full of feeling. He's full of accomplishments, but they're just a veil, right? There's a veil. But you know what happens? Okay, you know, when we turn our heart, okay, so, you know, I'm going to tap your shoulder and you're going to start turning, all right? So when we turn our heart, okay, go ahead. The veil starts to tear away. Wow, what do you see?
A gift.
You see God and you see a gift? Yeah. Thank you. This is for you. What's inside? It's some snacks. Yeah. All right, thank you, brothers. So when we turn our heart, actually, as we are turning our heart, the veil gets taken away. And then we get to see. We get to see God. So if you want to see the kindness of God, we need to turn our hearts, okay? So again, I hope tonight, even before you go to bed, how about you pray this simple prayer? Lord, I turn my heart to you. When you wake up in the morning, actually, this is a wonderful prayer. We just pray, even in the morning, Lord, I turn my heart to you. And then the veil will be removed, and you'll be able to see God's appearing. Okay, so that's the first thing. We need to turn our heart. Okay, the second point. How about let's read Hebrews 10:22. Hebrews 10:22. Okay? I'll just write this reference verse. Okay. If you have it, maybe you could read it. Okay, let's just stop there. Okay, again, you see the heart, right? The heart, if we really want to see God, right, the eyes of our heart, we need to take care of this very important matter. Because in this verse, it says we're coming forward to the Holy of Holies, and we won't get into the details of what that means, but just know that the Holy of Holies is where God dwells, right? It's where he is, right? And so if you want to see God in the Holy of Holies, even to hear his speaking, what is the prerequisite? Your heart has to be sprinkled, right, from an evil conscience, right? So that means that, you know, actually our conscience, right, is a part of our heart, right? So if we don't take care of our conscience, there's no way for us to come forward to God, right? There's no way for us to see God, or to even hear him, right? There's also a verse in the Old Testament in Psalm 66, I believe it's 18, right? It talks about if there's iniquity, if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord does not hear, right? And so this is why we need to take care of our conscience, right? So maybe, this week, maybe mom and dad told you to take out the trash, you just reacted in an inappropriate way. Maybe you were doing something, right? Maybe you're talking to your friends or you're playing a video game, and mom and dad's like, Josh, can you help me take out the trash? And then, you know, something, you know, right, Josh? Sometimes that happens, right? So any of these things, we might think it's little, but, you know, in our conscience, actually, there's sensitivity, right? And so, tonight, we hope that, you know, we could just take care of, right? Any of the iniquities, right? Anything, any sinful things, thoughts, words, we could just take care of it, right? Just to ask the Lord to wash us with his precious blood, and so that we could have a pure conscience, right? Without any offense, okay? So how about right now? Maybe as I was even speaking, there's something already, right? Something, you know, you're reminded of, right? That you didn't take care of. How about let's just close our eyes, and for the next 15 seconds, right, you could just take care of it, right, before the Lord. Just take care of it, right? So let's all close our eyes. Let's just have a little prayer with the Lord. Okay, now, last one. I'll give you the verse reference. It's 1 Corinthians 2, 9 and 10. Okay, 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10. If you have it, We could read this together. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 to 10. Okay, ready? Let's read both of these verses. Okay, go. Amen. But to us, God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. Wow, I really love these verses because these verses show us actually God. There's something deep within in His heart, right? And these things that are lying deep within His heart, it's not something that we could physically see, right? Not something that we could physically hear, right? Even to outwardly to appear in man's heart. Come up in man's heart. But these things, right, God has prepared. Did you know that God has prepared? He has prepared. Actually, I believe this weekend, God has done a lot of preparation. He has prepared a lot of things, right, that He wants to show you, right, that He wants to reveal to you, that you could see, right? But what's the prerequisite? Prepared for those who love Him. Love Him. Oh, so dear young people, it's so good to say, Lord Jesus, I love you. How about we say that together? Lord Jesus, I love you. How about we say, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Lord Jesus, I love you.
How about say, Lord Jesus, I love you the best.
Lord Jesus, I love you the best.
Lord Jesus, I love you the most. When we have a heart that loves the Lord, right, when we are those who love Him, He will reveal all the deep and hidden things, right, on His heart. Okay, so I hope this is a help for all of us, for you, especially the young people. Over the course of the weekend, we really want you to see, to have the kindness of God to appear to each and every single one of you, right? But for this to happen, again, right, I'll just repeat, we need to have our hearts turned, right? We need to have our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, right? And then finally, we need to have a heart that loves God, right? A heart that loves God. Okay, so how about maybe what we could do, we're going to segue now to a little bit of the practical announcements, but you could just pray two by two or threes. With the ones who are sitting next to you, just to give this weekend, right, the rest of this weekend to the Lord, and so that the Lord could appear, right, appear to us. Amen.